It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's February 19th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. The Environmental Protection Agency says a Texas company and its subsidiaries will pay a $2.4 million penalty to resolve alleged violations of the Clean Air Act. The penalties are against U.S. Development Group, LLC, and two subsidiaries. For a crude oil transloading facility the companies formerly owned and operated on the Fort Bethel Indian Reservation here in North Dakota. Legislation to prevent the spread of zebra mussels in South Dakota is headed for the state Senate. It was unanimously approved from the Ag and Natural Resources Committee yesterday. The bill would require people to decontaminate their boats by cleaning and draining them after leaving the water. It also creates inspection stations. The invasive species has been found in four South Dakota lakes. A Williston firefighter has been charged with two felonies, luring minors by computer and promoting obscenity to minors. From ValleyNewsLive.com, 21-year-old Christopher Champion sent messages, including pictures and texts, to a 12-year-old girl and sending her obscene pictures as well. Court documents showed that the girl received several texts from Champion asking her to sneak out and make out with him. The bond was set at $10,000 yesterday. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.